Morning, everybody. So the title of this morning's service is God Has the Future in His Hands. Now, when Sue plans a service, you don't actually get very much help. You don't get the Bible reading. You don't get told what the hymns or songs are going to be. You just get those few words. God has the future in His hands. So, well, I could just say, yeah, fine, He does, and I'm off. But actually, probably need to think about it a little bit more. When somebody says the word future to you, I wonder what you would think. Obviously, I've had quite a while to think about what the word future means to me. One of the first things that sprung to mind when I was thinking about the word future was all those films, Back to the Future. I've never seen any of those films. I don't tend to watch films. But they've sort of had a lot of press, a lot of publicity, Back to the Future. I wonder what that means. Also, the word future to me sparked off some memories of school. Those French lessons, those Latin lessons, all this maloney about the future tense and the future perfect tense and all of that. Never really did get it. Never really understood it. Lots of future. And then I thought a little bit further and I thought, well, maybe something to do with fortune tellers and reading your horoscopes. All those people are very into the future. A lot of people pay a lot of money to go and listen to fortune tellers to find out what's going to happen in their future. Always seems to be that they're going to have a great future. They're going to meet their ideal partner. They're going to live in this wonderful place. Everything's going to be rosy. But we know in reality that is not the case. We also know that actually only God knows the future. Also, future has a lot to do with planning. People spend a lot of time planning their future. Planning what they're going to do, thinking about their hopes and their dreams. My son James, he's very hot on planning and he loves a good old Excel spreadsheet. He likes to plan everything down to the very last detail. When we went to stay with him, not long after we'd arrived, we're given a piece of paper like this, an Excel spreadsheet of our stay, what we are to do each section of each day, morning, afternoon, evening, where you go to eat, how you get there, how much money you'll need. Everything is planned to the last detail in his future. But then I thought, actually, I'm getting a bit old now. Future is rapidly decreasing. I have a lot less of a future now than I did a while ago. Time ticks. But then finally, what about this word future? To us, people who know Jesus, who have accepted him as their Lord and Saviour, the word future should mean for us heaven and security. It should mean that actually we know where we're going and our future is secure. And as Rachel has just read in John chapter 14, it tells us, doesn't it, that our future is secure. My eternal future, my destiny is secure in Jesus. Now, I remember going to Sunday school, like all good people did, and being made to learn John chapter 14, all of it. And there's 31 verses. Now, I can't actually remember all 31 verses now, but I do remember the first bit. And because I went to Sunday school in the 60s and 70s, maybe, we had to learn it in the Good News Bible. Do not be worried or upset. Believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. And it goes on, doesn't it? It's funny though, isn't it? I can still remember it now. in the NIV, the version we read this morning, it says, do not let your hearts be troubled. But maybe in the Good News Bible where it says, do not be worried or upset, believe in God, those words are very powerful to me. And it goes on, doesn't it, in that passage that Rachel read, to say that Jesus is preparing a room for us in heaven. A room for me and a room for you. We have our place in heaven secure and ready prepared for us. I used to spend a bit of time thinking about, I wonder what that room will be like. Will it be like any of the rooms in my house? Will it be like a church? I wonder what colour that room will be. And I always used to say, it's going to be purple. My room in heaven is going to be purple. Now, not because the chairs in church are purple, not because purple is my mum's favourite colour, but purple because that's a colour of Dairy Milk chocolate. So I'm thinking that when I get to heaven, my room will be painted purple for a very good reason. And I hope that you are as certain as I am that my room in heaven is prepared for me. I remember a conversation I had a few years ago with some Jehovah's Witnesses on my doorstep. They don't come to our house anymore. I think my conversation with them, that was the end, because it was a Saturday morning, I remember it very well. I was vacuuming, now it doesn't happen very often, but I was vacuuming, but they were not going to go away until I answered the door. So I opened the door, and they give you all this rabbit on, don't they? And I said, look, I'm going to heaven. And they're like, you're going? I said, yes, I know I am definitely going to heaven. Well, how do you know that? I said, because it tells me in the Bible that Jesus has gone and he's prepared a place for me in heaven. And they said, well, how? I said, I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. I said, you lot have to go out, I know, and bang on doors. And there's only room in heaven for 144,000. So you have to go and do a lot of work. I said, I don't need to do any of that. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven because Jesus is my Lord and my Saviour, and he tells me he's got my room ready for me. And off they went. And that was probably about 20 years ago, and they've never been back. I don't think they could cope with me. So, my eternal future then is secure. But what about my day-to-day future, my rest of my life here on earth? How about that? What do I think about that? And as we've heard earlier in the prayers and in Michelle's talk, we've got plenty to worry about on earth. We've got lots of things to concern us. Things that actually some of us find quite worrying on a day-to-day basis. We've got this coronavirus, a much talked about virus. Will it sweep across the land and wipe us all out? Or will it just be one of those things that, you know, takes its toll and then moves on? What about global warming? It was on the news this week, wasn't it, that the temperature in the Antarctic reached 18.3 degrees, the highest it had ever been. That's got to be a concern. What is going to happen to our world? And about all the floods that Wyn mentioned in her prayers across our country, especially in Wales. People know devastation and ruin. What's going to happen to them? And then I read a verse from Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So all these big global problems, we're not to worry about those. That doesn't mean to say we can ignore them, but God has them in his hands. He tells us not to worry about them, but just to concentrate on today. My future on earth is secure. Reminds me a bit of about a story that I heard once about a little boy who was at the seaside, and the tide had come in, and on the shore were loads of starfish. I know lots of people may have heard this story before. And this bloke walks behind this boy, and this boy's bending down and he's picking up the starfish and he's throwing them back in the sea, because he's worked out that if these starfish stay on the shore, they're going to die. And this old guy says, you're wasting your time. Look along the shoreline. There are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of starfish. You're never going to get them all back in the sea. But the little boy said, yeah, but I've saved that one. And I've saved that one. And I've saved that one. We just need to do our own little bit. We don't need to worry about the whole lot. So my eternal future is secure. My future on earth, I feel, is secure. What about the future of our friends and our family? What about that? And a little bit about what Michelle said. It's about these words here in Matthew chapter 6. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the food more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Are we too self-centred? Are we too worried about what we wear, what we eat, where we go, how we look? Should we not think about other people? Should we not realise how important it is to tell them all about God? To tell them that they too do not need to worry, that God is in control. In our reading that Rachel read, surely we would want all our friends and our family to be in heaven with us. It is our job, our privilege to tell them, to invite them, and to think about our priorities, not to be too self-centred, because the future of our friends and family is important too. What about the future of our church? Future of our church here in Belgrave. We need to believe, we need to trust that God has big plans for our church. Things are happening. Our building at Dost Hill hopefully will be sold soon. The manse has people living in it at the moment. Good news. The deacons are busy. The Baptist Union are busy on our behalf, looking for the right person to come to Tamworth to lead us. We need to be patient. We need to rest in God and his promises to us. We need to play our part. We need to join in worship together. We need to be a part of our church here. We need to pray. We need to pray for wisdom. We need to pray for leading. We need to pray for guidance. Then finally, what about the future of our world? It's a big, big world that we live in. How can we, as tiny little people here in Tamworth, affect the future of our world? Just a few words from Mother Teresa. When Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize, she was asked, "What can we do to promote world peace?" She replied, "Go home and love your family. If you want to change your world, start at home." When you pause to think about that, they are very, very profound words. We sometimes beat ourselves up that we can't change the world, but we can change what goes on in our home. We can make small beginnings. We can love our friends and family. We can change the world slowly, but surely, with God's help. So our future's all good, we're all certain, we've got it sussed. What if our future suddenly cuts short, for whatever reason? What if all our plans suddenly stop? What if our future turns out differently than we'd hoped? Maybe we lose a job, or we lose a loved one, or relationships don't go as we want. Are we ready then for heaven? Are we still so sure if things on earth don't go towards our plan? And people sometimes say, don't they, if today is your last day on earth, what would you do? Could you be sure that you've invited all the people to heaven with you? Could you be sure that you've shared the good news? Could I be sure that God will welcome us to heaven and say, well done, good and faithful servant? So however we think about things, we need to be assured that God indeed has the future in his hands. And finally, just a couple of verses from Philippians. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our future is indeed in God's hands. Amen.